All right, sissy.
I thought you were going to sing that song.
No, I'm not doing that. Do you have a cold open from last week, you said?
I know. I can't remember.
I got one. Then never mind.
I was thinking about it, and I was like, damn it. I had one, and that's the thing. I tell Lisa, like, if you don't let me spit it out right then, it's over. It's gone. Yeah. Like, a minute later, my brilliance is done.
And yet you're on to more brilliance.
Yeah. You just never know when it's going to strike.
And that's the thing. So, see, for me, it strikes all the time. It ends up striking on top of each other.
There you go. There's the cold open.
Yes, you don't even think it's funny. You just laughed hard to sell it. Like, yeah, whatever.
No, I actually thought it was good when we were going, and then I just really sold it at the end.
Welcome to episode 121 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany, and with me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Adam, you sound smoky good.
Yeah, no, this is my radio voice. No, I'm battling a cold over here, Alan.
Wow.
Yeah.
So warm weather.
This
cold
is my level of commitment. I'm still here podcasting with a cold.
I'm going to go ahead and say that you're probably this generation's Jackie Robinson.
Okay. All right. I'll take that.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's. I wouldn't take that if I was you. That's a little disrespectful.
Okay.
I only set it up because the movie 42 just came out.
Yeah, I saw the trailers. I haven't seen the movie.
No, I haven't seen it yet. So 121, Adam, I want to point out, big episode.
Is that like a marquee number?
Just to nerds like myself.
Okay. What does it mean?
It's 11 squared, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's great.
Part of Pascal's pyramid.
Okay.
It's easy. It's one of those things that it comes in handy never.
Right.
But if you memorize them, all the powers of 11, or 11 to the power of, it fits into this... How much further should I go?
No, I think you covered it.
Like 11 cubed is 1,331. Did you know that?
No, that's great. Okay. I could look it up.
I feel like I'm just digging the hole deeper.
Yeah.
But anyway, nod to Pascal this week.
Great.
So, what's going on, Adam?
Beautiful week in Vancouver.
Yeah?
It started to turn today, but... absolutely. I'm going to say nicest week in April since I've lived here in the late 90s. Just incredible week of just sunshiny day after sunshiny day. So,
wow.
Yeah, there's that.
Wonderful.
Yeah. It did drop off, and I think the weekend is not supposed to be nice, but we did have a tremendous run this week.
Love to hear it.
Yeah, so there you go. So that meant some photos, but... Yeah. Yeah, how about you?
Well, I'm not, I haven't scheduled the press conference yet, but looks like I'm coming out of retirement.
For?
Baseball.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
Didn't I just fix your back last year?
I think you're part of the reason why I'm coming out of retirement.
Oh, no. I don't want to be a part of that. One good swing and you're right back into retirement.
No, I've had some good swings.
Okay.
I went out three times this week. The team here works out every day. Like, this isn't men's league either.
Okay, what is this?
It's the top German quote unquote pro league.
What?
Yeah.
And then you just got a call?
No.
It sounds like Major League, the German version.
It's partly like that. Part of it, Field of Dreams, too, because where I live. No, I'm not joking.
I saw the opening sequence where you're like face down, hammered drunk, playing somewhere in the Mexican leagues when you get the call. You get the call up to the German Pro League. Division One, buddy, get up here.
It's quote unquote pro. Some guys get paid. I don't think everybody does. If I were to play, First off, I would not get paid.
Would you get free Gatorade?
I don't know. Do you drink Gatorade?
I don't know. If you're a pro athlete, shouldn't you get free Gatorade?
I think so. I think, well, sponsorship anyways.
Okay.
So just to clear that up, I would not be getting paid.
Okay. So you'd be doing it just purely for the love of the game.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to say that too harshly, because if they offer to pay me, I will take it. So I don't want to abandon that. But no, where the field is, it's in the woods a little bit.
Yeah.
Like out in right field. So one day last week, I just kind of walked over and literally walked out of the woods. And the coach saw me come out of the woods, no clue who I am, just called me over and like, looks like you might want to play ball. And I said, yeah, I do. And I said, I don't know what to expect. I haven't picked up a bat in 7 years now. And I'm not young.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm 24. and change. I forget what the rest. Yeah. Add some numbers. I'm actually pretty old. And right. And so I said, yeah, I don't know what to expect. I have no clue. And so he said, all right, we'll get in the cage. I was like, all right, well, I just got here. So I got in the cage, and I, you know, wasn't exactly golden, but the stroke was still there. And so I guess he wanted to see if I knew what I was doing and invited me to stick around, and that was that.
So now you're going to actually play in a game?
I don't know. This is where it becomes, it's not official yet. There has to be, if I can qualify as a German resident, then it looks like I'll have a shot at this.
Cool.
But they have rules, like you have a certain number of foreigners you're allowed and that, and it's like two or three. And they've already, those are the pro guys that they fly in from the States, like these 25-year-old
right.
ex-college players who come in, and they're the studs who get paid to play.
Right.
So there's absolutely no chance I'm beating those guys out.
So you have to fill in as one of the, you know, the German walk-ons.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, literally walk-on.
In this case, literally walk-on. So, yeah, we went out Tuesday and did all right, and then we had some live situation stuff on Wednesday, and I did well. But the point is that I'm going from not playing at all to working out 4 hours a day, 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah, body's hurting.
I can, well, you know that, can muscles lay dormant?
I suppose so.
I think some were discovered or reactivated or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obliques and hammies, I think.
I was going to say hamstrings. For the old boys, hamstrings never quite the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I was on the third day, shagging down some fly balls, and I just wasn't getting there to a couple of them. And one of the ringers from the States is like, "Oh man, you hurting?" I said, "Not really hurting. I just no gas left in the hamstrings." I said, "I can't do 3 days in a row." He's like, "Yeah, I know what you mean. Me neither." Yeah, you're 15, dude. Yes, you can. So. Anyways, no photo-related stuff at all, except for that's kind of been my week. It's dominated my week.
Cool. So do you have a jersey?
Not yet.
Oh.
No.
So what are you wearing when you're out there?
Oh, you just wear, like, your...
Just T-shirt sweats. Or whatever.
Yeah, right? T-shirt and whatnot. So.
You get your sliding pants on?
I don't have sliding pants. I don't wear sliding pants.
Did you get dirty? Like, did you head first?
No, I didn't get hit, not on anything. No, we didn't do breaking up double plays or nothing like that.
No. And you're like your nickname around the dugout. You got one yet?
Moses.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Yeah. No, there's one kid on the team who was born in 1995. Yeah. Which means I was washed up before he was born.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So we'll see how this goes. I've already made, like, they have like three teams, like in different divisions.
Yeah.
And so their top team plays in the first division in Germany. And so that's the one I'm going out for. They have a second team that plays in a lower division, and I qualify for that. So I'm on that team already.
Great.
So I can't play.
You're going to be playing regardless. But I think that there's a story somewhere in there for the tubing in times. Old guy walks on out of the trees and into the game.
Yeah, as long as I don't, snap my back or something. That's not the good part of the story. That's a bad story.
All right. Well, look forward to hearing an update on that.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. So,
all right.
Yeah, I'll be. I feel like the paper lion. That's great. So,
okay.
I made a Leica DT for my daughter. Did you see the picture?
I did. I thought it was great.
Yeah, she likes to run around with my cameras, and I've decided that I don't like that idea anymore.
Right.
So she got a nice handmade duct tape Leica.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Is she fond of it?
She is. She enjoys it because she sees daddy make the click click sounds with his camera, and so she does the same thing with hers. This story isn't nearly as interesting as other ones.
No, the other one was better. Can we talk about baseball again?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Well, that's America's game.
Yeah. But great. No, I did see the picture, and it's pretty cute. So,
in fact, there was actually a lot more duct tape used on me to go play ball than there was on that camera. Yeah. No joke. So, what'd you shoot this week? Actually, you know what? How about I get mine out of the way because it's boring?
All right.
And I haven't talked enough, evidently.
No, you haven't.
So I'll get mine out of the way. I think you had more fun than I did with the better weather and whatnot. So,
yeah, definitely. Well, I don't know. Maybe you'll blow me out of the water with what you've got here.
No, I don't think so. Shot a new profile pic, finally.
Okay.
Did you see that one?
Is that the one with the college sweater?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I saw it.
Okay.
It's very retro looking.
Do you know it?
It's from a movie, right?
Yes.
When you say the movie, I will know it.
Okay. It rhymes with Manimal Bouse.
Oh, is it Hannibal's Mouse?
Correct. That's a good one. It's a sequel to Animal House. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I think it's a good shot. I mean, for regardless of the reference, I just think it's a good kind of retro looking photo.
Thanks, man. That I was going for, I was trying to update and bring a little bit of my own myself, the camera part, into a very famous photo of Belushi.
Right.
So there's that. So shot some candids using the 17-40, which I never do.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun shooting wide angle stuff with kids. Good news is they're always in focus. That's nice.
Yeah.
And then and they're always in frame. But everything else is. But it's just a different kind of stuff. I shot some white background stuff of my kid. And then the cousins, Emily's cousins, were over yesterday.
Okay.
And so we shot them playing around on the playground with the cousins. That's always fun.
Nice. And so was that all wide angle stuff?
That was 70-200. I enjoyed shooting with that yesterday.
Okay. And was this the 5D Classic or...?
Good question. Mix.
Okay.
Yeah, mix of those. So, there you go. Now, what about you? That's all my... I got nothing interesting in there.
Okay.
So no questions involved.
Well, I did take some pictures of my sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
One which will be the photo challenge this week. But it was nice weather. And I haven't posted any of these pictures. I haven't... really Facebooked this week, so I will at some point this weekend. But I took some pictures of my sister-in-law out on the dike in Richmond. Just a beautiful day. So my daughter Sarah, who is nearly six now, was into participating. So I took a few pictures of the two girls together, and again, just wanting still to experiment with the new flash triggers that I've been talking about. So. And then I took some pictures of my sister-in-law on her own, and my daughter Sarah got to man the flash, using it more like a some kind of weapon to aim it at my sister-in-law. So, yeah, no, it was quite fun. So we took some pictures there on the dike, and then I had a meetup with a two hosers. Well, actually, two listeners who are from Winnipeg and were in town visiting. And just, dropped an email. I think they first made contact through Facebook and knew that obviously I was from Vancouver and were wondering if I was interested in meeting up. And so I took them up on their offer and we got together last night, actually, in Steveston. I took them to my favorite spot, one of your favorite spots when you're in town, Gary Point, and then kind of on the pier in Steveston. And yeah, we just basically took a whole whack of photos, had a great time, really nice people. Mike and Joanne, they said it was fine if I mentioned their name or show any of the photos. I haven't actually posted any of those photos because, again, I just took them last night, but I will put some of my favorites up on Facebook. But I didn't take a lot of photos. Most of the time I was manning a light stand with an umbrella and using it to basically help them and assist in some of their photos.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, so we had a good time. I asked them, you know, like they both seemed to have pretty good knowledge base. Both said that they didn't do a lot of flash photography or certainly not off-camera flash photography. Mm-hmm. So I decided that I would bring, they both were Canon shooters, so I brought my Canon flash and I brought my triggers. And then I just basically handed them the trigger. They took turns putting it on their camera, and then I acted as the voice-activated light stand. So I had the flash on a stand, and it was we went out at magic hour, so it was perfect, and it was a beautiful, clear day. So we just experimented. We took some shots right into the sun, and then we took some shots with our back and side to the sun and just different spots that I like around Steveston. And then once the sun went down, we went over to the pier, Gary Point, and took a few kind of nighttime photos. So
that's
yeah,
a great
was
looking
a lot
pier.
Of,
that's
lot of fun.
The, it's they shoot movies down there quite often because it looks so good.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I haven't seen their photos. They took a lot more than I did, and I'm sure there was a couple of us taken together. So at some point I will post some of those. But great time, really good people. We had a lot, just, you know, we had a drink afterwards and some great conversation. And I was glad I did it. I was, again, it was one of those things I haven't done. It's been a couple mm-hmm. of offers on the table that I haven't taken anybody up on. And this one just seemed like, okay, this works. And they were really accommodating to fit into my schedule. And it was awesome. So a shout out to Mike and Joanne. It was fun.
I'm actually kind of bummed I missed it.
Yeah, I think you would have had a great time too.
I feel like if they had scheduled it around my schedule as well when I was in town.
Right, right.
They could have had two voice activated light stands.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You so. And Sarah, and then me just shouting directions from the back. higher.
Exactly. I think I sparked a new area of photography for them to explore. And I forgot to mention, Mike has a 5D Mark III, so I did get to take some photos with his camera, and it was awesome. So that camera is awesome.
And it makes your 6D feel like a piece of junk.
It makes my 6D, it definitely dwarfs my 6D a little bit. I'm still super in love with my 6D, but that camera, again, can't say enough good things. And I didn't spend, obviously, a huge amount of time using it, but it is awesome. Significantly heavier, that's what I did notice, though.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's significantly $2,000 more expensive, isn't it?
No, it's more expensive. I think it's about $1,000 more.
$1,000, right. Yeah. No, you're just 2,000 or something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it's more. But yeah, no, it's just it's an awesome body. In a lot of ways, very similar. I think that it has a much more expansive autofocus system than what's on the 6D. Mm-hmm. But as far as looking at the menus and stuff, there's a little difference in the control, like, you know, changing the autofocus point. It has a little joystick that mine doesn't have. Mine has kind of mm-hmm. like a pad, like a push pad sort of deal.
Right.
That little joystick is super handy, though, so that's mm-hmm. cool. But, yeah, it just feels like a real
race car. You know,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's it. It's the Ferrari. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. That's what I've heard. And the Mark II is very similar. I mean, obviously the Mark III is better. Mark II has the joystick and all that stuff as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I am used to it. So whenever I don't have it, I feel kind of lost.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like I got a call from a friend yesterday who, you know, she doesn't take pictures and she had to take something for work and, "Oh, can you tell me how to do this?"
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, okay. So what kind of camera is he shooting with? Do you have? It's a Sony. I'm like, okay, yeah, I've never had a Sony in my hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to disparage any Sony users out there.
It's just very different.
Yeah, but I can't tell her. Like, you ask me on the Canon, I can tell you where stuff is.
Right.
And how to get that. Okay, switch it to M, switch, you know, switch this, and this. But on I had to go hit Google. And then it ended up, the funny thing is, I just said, she's asking, she basically just gave me the job instead. She hired me to do it instead.
That's what you got to do.
Well, that wasn't I didn't tank it. I gave her all the info, but it's just she didn't have the equipment to do what she needed to be done.
Right.
And so I just talked myself into a job of shooting mushroom cans.
Okay.
Yeah, it's product photography.
Right.
And it's shooting every different kind of mushroom jar and can that's available.
That's awesome. I would have turned that job down because I hate mushrooms. True story.
Oh, right. But you don't have to eat them.
No. I'm against mushrooms. I don't want to be near them. I don't want to smell them. I'm very opposed to mushrooms.
You understand that canned mushrooms smell like canned cinnamon, though. It's all just the cans.
it's the principle.
And at the end, when they give me money, I can use that money to feed my kid.
Right. Hopefully you're not going to buy mushrooms.
No, I probably won't buy mushrooms. So, speaking of that...
They're going to pay you in mushrooms.
Before we move on, I think I do get to keep the mushrooms, believe it or not. Do you know how many different kinds of cans and jarred mushrooms there are on the market?
11.
That's what I would have thought. 3. Like, I would have thought, okay, there's room for 3.
Okay.
Yeah. No, there's somewhere in the ballpark of 80.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so I can shoot all of them. I'll let you know once I shoot them all how many there are, because I know you're on the edge of your seat, but yeah, it's 80-ish.
Great.
I don't know. I got 4 boxes in my living room waiting to shoot today.
Okay.
So, good times. Speaking of feeding the kids, Amazon.
Yeah.
People are continuing to buy things through Amazon, and for that, we thank you.
Great. Thank you.
It's not just exciting that yay, people are doing it. They're supporting the show. Just that they're taking time to go ahead and to make it happen.
That's cool.
Yes. Very cool. And then Frederick, one of our listeners, posted a little move on. If you use Google Chrome, you can just add our link somehow as a little widget. Something.
Oh, I saw a post on Facebook. I think you posted something on Facebook.
Go look on our Facebook or on our last week's episode. He posted in the comments section, and you can figure out how to do that if that makes it faster. So if you are going to buy something on Amazon already, please go over to twohosers.com and click on the appropriate link on the right-hand side, and that'll take you right to Amazon. You buy it, same price, same make, same model, and we get a little bit of that. So...
Can you buy a Ferrari on Amazon?
I don't know.
That would be awesome.
I doubt that. Yeah. That would be awesome.
Okay. That's all I had to say.
Do you know how sometimes your wife leaves her iPod in the room and then gets tons of texts from somebody and it ruins the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
You sing a song or something and I'm going to go and turn her iPod off. Go. Okay, you still there?
Yeah, I didn't say anything. I was just a long, awkward pause.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, I thought it would be better that way.
Oh, okay.
And then you could just, like, you know, when you edit it, you could just play a little, like, music, like something that you think I would sing, and it would be as if I was singing.
I didn't want to edit it. Okay.
Okay, well, we could just leave the pause in.
Oh, yeah, that'll be awesome. People will say, hey, I had to rewind that pause and play it again. It was so good. Best pause ever.
Yeah.
Eggs of Oku from last week. What did we shot something. I shot the guy in front of his house. You shot Richard Dreyfuss on the couch.
That's right.
Both shot at f6.3 this week.
Great.
Weird.
Yeah. Super weird.
Moving on. Challenge this week.
Yeah.
Last week did broad lighting, this week short lighting.
Right, the opposite.
Because we talked about it. So let's have a look at your photo first.
Okay. Let's see here. There's a couple first one. Which one are we looking at?
Your challenge.
Yeah, but you have two versions in there.
It's the same photo, man.
All right, so let's talk about the one that says Adam Challenge 121.
Yes.
All right, that's my sister-in-law, Lana.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I took some photos first of her at the dike, but it was really, really bright, and so most of the pictures, she comes off as a little bit squinty in the ones that ended up being short lighting that would have, you know, basically been sufficient for the challenge. So I decided, okay, I'll take a few inside just so she's less squinty.
Mm-hmm.
And so I basically posed her up against the wall, and I've got a light in on a light stand with an umbrella. And I flagged the back of the flash, like the part that was going to hit the wall behind her with the black foamy thing, before it hit the umbrella.
Okay.
I saw you know, a video from the Nikon guy. You ever watch his videos, the Nikon guy?
No.
Does lots of YouTube videos. He has a really big following. Anyways, he's got some great stuff. Anyways, I saw him do that in one of his little photo shoots, and I thought, that's brilliant, right? That just makes sense if I want to keep the light off that back wall, I'll just flag the back side. So that's what I did. And and so then basically I just kind of, we tried different angles until I sort of got what I wanted. So the she's kind of just on a corner, and there it is. That's it.
It is short lighting.
Yeah. So it's short lighting. Yeah.
Pretty moody.
Yeah. A little bit moody. And I kind of was looking for that.
Yeah, and she brings the facial expression to that as well. She rose to the moody challenge.
Yeah,
the best part
about it was I shot a bunch of pictures of her that I really liked, and we just got into it, and I was kind of looking at the light, and I was just happy with what I was doing, and I forgot that I was actually broad lighting her. And so I went upstairs. I thought I was finished. I looked at the LCD. I'm like, these look really good. I put them upstairs. And then I just realized, hey, wait a second. The challenge was short lighting. And so I had another picture I put in the Dropbox, which I called the challenge 121, which was the broad. And I included that better. I just thought it worked better. The light and the angle and everything, the way the light falls off in behind her, I just thought it was a better photo as a broad portrait. So sometimes you're kind of, you know, trying to shoehorn in for these challenges, and I would have probably went with this photo as the better photo, even though it was short lighting even though it was broad lighting and the challenge was short lighting. This is the better photo.
I disagree. Maybe I'm looking at it through the eyes of short lighting. And looking for the best short lit photo, and I like the one that you submitted.
And I think it's just I like her eyes better in the broad lighting photo.
Yes.
So that, and again, this photo to me, like, it just the eyes look amazing to me. And so just the way the background falls off, and it just worked for me. And the other one, like I say, I like the photo, but if I was her putting a picture up on my wall, I'd put the other one up.
Both of these, I think, are like, I have the advantage of knowing her.
Yeah.
And so when I say this, it's more that both of these photos, I think, are far too moody for her actual smiley personality.
So I disagree. She's not smiley at all.
Oh, she's a big grouch?
Yeah, no, serious grouch. No, 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 I agree with you. I'm just kidding.
So I'm saying, in terms of putting it on the wall, I don't know if I'd put either one of these, because this is not truthful to her. But however, I like the short lighting one. And one of the moves, I don't know if this was part of your plan, but having her right against the wall like that, what you end up getting is some nice bounce from the wall filling in her the other side of her face.
No, that was exactly what I was trying to do.
Sure, it was.
I swear.
No, I know. I'm only joking. That's why we can see her.
Because otherwise, I was thinking I was going to have to use two lights here, and I really didn't want to do that.
Yeah, it's a great move to do. So, no, I like it. I like both images. Actually, you're right. The eyes do really pop out.
It's like a sparkle.
And that looks like it probably has a lot to do with the angle. Did you move the light at all, or just have her turn?
I was moving her angle. I was moving the light angle, because, like I said, I didn't want there to be a huge contrast between the lit side and the darker side. Mm-hmm. And so I was basically feathering the light and trying to make the angle just so that I could, you know, it would be obvious to anybody looking at it that it was, you know, a short or a broad lighting or lit photo, but I just didn't want it to be black because this was shot in a room with the lights off. Like, it was dark.
Why'd you do that?
Why did I do that? Because I wanted the background to fall off to black.
Right. You probably, but most times, depending, if it's daytime, then you have to pull the blinds. But usually you can leave some practical lights on and they will effectively go to black.
Yeah.
Anyways. And I do this in order to, like, get, you know, leave them on for focus. That way it's easy to focus on the person before the flash goes off. You have the focus assist now.
Yeah, and that was the other thing. I wanted to see how well it would do, so that was part of it too. Nice. I wanted to see in the dark if that focus assist would be accurate, and turns out, yep, it is.
Yes, I know. It looks great. So, have you been watching TV the last week since we did the last show, besides hockey?
Nope, not really. Oh, okay. A little bit of baseball and a little bit of basketball.
Okay, so they don't really short light those guys, though.
No.
And especially not the basketball players. Wah, wah, wah. So if you've been watching a lot of, you know, episodic or like dramatic television, you'd probably notice that, hey, a lot of short lighting going on here.
Right. Yeah, fact, no, I don't watch it.
It's ruining the plot now. That guy on The Wire, he's short lit. Now, I also did a short lighting, and I used a similar move to you, by the way. I flagged off half of my umbrella as well.
Okay.
I did it in the umbrella, though. Like, I actually left the... I have those umbrellas that can either be the silver reflective or the shoot-through whites.
Right.
So you take the black piece off.
Yeah.
But if you only take half of it off, you essentially flag half of the umbrella.
Right.
And that's my move. I oftentimes will do a half remove. And I did that in this case to try to keep some light off the back wall. So,
okay.
There you go. It's weird that we both did it for the first time. Well, I've done it before. Never mind. Moving on. here's my short light photo. Go.
What exactly is he doing?
He's sanding. He's working in the workshop.
Oh, okay.
Is that unclear?
No, I just wasn't sure. I wasn't sure that exactly what he was doing. But now that you say sanding, I'm sure. Like, I can't quite make out that it's a sandpaper that's what he's doing. And I didn't know that, to be honest. I didn't know that was a workshop. I first thought he was at sort of like a reading kind of setup, like maybe like an office or something.
Uh-huh.
So I looked at this photo, and I didn't spend hours dissecting it when I looked at it. You sent it, I looked at it, and I looked at it I wasn't sure what it was. So now that you say that, it's clear. But right there, in a nutshell, that's my criticism. I was not sure what was going on here.
That's reasonable criticism. Just like you didn't spend hours dissecting it, I didn't spend hours dressing the scene, and I wish I had, because I had something in my mind of a much different photo. But then when I got there to the workshop, it was a mess, and I had no time to dress it. So I did the best I could, and so I think you're right. I did make a small attempt to put like a hammer and a file on the workshop, on the bench, and then in the background you can see there is a drill hanging up on the window there. In the top right-hand corner.
Oh, yeah.
That's not enough. You're right. It's just not enough. He's too prominent in the scene, and that's too out of focus in the back. Didn't have much room to work with, which I did, and I would have done a better job. I also would have taken that television down, the old TV, off the workshop, but left the radio because it's an awesome old radio, which is way out of focus and not very well lit.
Right.
So those are the downsides of this image. And I admit there are this I did not achieve my vision going in.
Okay.
But dinner was ready, so here we go. So I went upstairs. However, what I would point out is this is lit by two sources. Like two flashes. There's an SB28 with a half see color temperature blue gel on it.
Okay.
Outside on this on the sidewalk, shooting down through the grate into the basement.
Which is what's making the blue on the top of that shelf and on the top of the desk, kind of thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that's firing down through the window from the sidewalk above. And then there is another SB-28 with full cut orange, color temperature orange on it in through the shoot-through umbrella, camera left, which is giving us the key. So I wanted to kind of create that, you know, blue light coming in from outside. I wanted it originally to be a shaft of light, but it didn't really come in that as a shaft. And then play it off against the nice warm light coming from a desk lamp or something like that.
Okay.
So that's why I went with blue and orange.
I can see all that now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not really good art if you have to explain it, is it?
No, yeah. I'm just gonna chalk another one up in the win column. That's all I gotta say.
No question. Your streak now it's at 121 in a row.
Yeah.
The chances of me missing it. But you can see that it is in fact short lighting, and if this was broad lit, it would be even worse.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
That's the good. I think there's a lot of potential with this photo, but it's going to take me a lot of work to get it exactly how I want it.
Okay.
So guess what? It ain't going to happen.
Right.
Eggs of Oku for this week. Yeah. I'll go through mine. Mine was shot at ISO 320, shutter speed 1/200th at an f/5.6. We want to know the focal length.
Okay.
Now with yours, you shot it at ISO 160. F4, and the EXIF data tells me it's a shutter speed of 1/180th.
Okay.
Which seems odd because I thought the maximum was 1/60th.
That's only true if I'm not using like the ETTL. Like if I use off camera flash and manual only, then I can only sync it at 1/60th. But yes. I can like the camera literally does not let me make a 1/180th adjustment, but when I'm using the new triggers, I can actually go 1/180th. So,
right, except for, I mean, in theory, you can go whatever you want,
right?
But you're going to start to see big black lines in the image.
But I don't know. But I think the camera's maximum sync speed is 1/180th. It just does not let you go to that when you're using off-camera full manual flash.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't. That 1/180th doesn't. It just doesn't allow you to go there.
Okay. I admit I'm confused because mine does.
Yeah.
Because mine recognizes all it is it has a regular flash trigger on it. Just says, all right, well, just go. Do whatever you want. You're handling it now.
Yeah.
And if I go to 1/1000th of a second, I can do that if I want. It's going to look awful.
Yeah. No, it skips it for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. It skips the 1/180th. I don't understand exactly how it works, but I can't do 1/180th unless I've got those new triggers. Huh. And I'm guessing it has something to do with the ETTL. In ETTL, like if I do on-camera flash, I can sync it at 1/180th, but when it comes off the camera, I can no longer. I have to go to 1/200th. Like that 1/180th does not exist anymore.
Okay.
I'm going to check it again. I swear it's something very bizarre, but that it works. 1/180th is the max sync speed of the 6D.
Right.
Not 1/160th.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I'll have to go look at it again. But yeah, 1/180th is the max sync speed, but I can't seem to achieve that. And maybe I'm making this all up and someone from Canon can clarify this.
Yeah, they're listening. They're all ears. Hey, what's Adam's experience with the 6D?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we better find out before he spreads some false info.
To be continued next week, I will sort this matter out. Everyone is waiting for the cliffhanger.
Oh, my. This is the thrilling conclusion to this.
What will the 6D sink at?
At this point, I'm considering just walking away from this show and letting you take it home from here. Yeah. So there's that. Well, okay, let's get into this week's topic then.
All right.
And next week we'll sort out a little bit. We'll spend no more than 30 seconds next week sorting out this mystery.
Okay.
Okay. This week's topic, we talked about it last week, and this is kind of an impromptu topic because I can't believe I've never told you about it or discussed it ever. It's the backwards couch move.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not the name of the episode, though.
Why not?
The backwards couch move? That sounds like a Disney film starring Kurt Russell.
How about Field of Dreams?
No, that was taken. I'm in Field of Dreams too, by the way. Yeah. Yeah. I'll give you one little addendum to that story. It's actually a little bit of The Natural in there too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Some of the balls may have landed in the right field seats. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I did, but P.S. they did. Okay. No, I don't know. Call it The Couch Trip or something. How about that? Good. Also a good movie. Yeah, so we talked about it last week, and why did I hold this back? I apologize, man.
I figured it out, so it's okay.
It's good, yeah, but I use this a lot. Now, what was the move that you talked about it last week when you shot that guy from American Graffiti, your dad?
Right.
What did you do? What was the move?
I turned the couch around backwards and then had him face the camera. Mm-hmm. Looking kind of over the couch as if that was, he was looking at me, so as if that was the front of the couch.
Correct. So just had him basically looking backwards. You said, like, you know, hey, Dad, and he just, hey, what? And then, boom, you got your picture.
Yeah.
Something like that. A little more complicated.
No, it's basically that.
Okay. This is one of my favorite moves. I use it a lot. I was thinking back to probably a year ago, I guess. When we're looking for to get a we're gonna give a photo present to great grandma, so we thought, why don't we take a picture of all the kids? So, you know, it's my daughter and then there's a whole bunch of cousins who are around the same age,
right,
at the time. So they're all around between 1 and 3 years old, so no problem at all wrangling them, right? Like they'll just do whatever you say.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So my move was, that was one of the time I used the backwards couch, flip the couch around, put them all up. And of course they still wouldn't participate. So I ended up having to shoot each one of them individually and just made like a four frame picture, you know, one of each kid kind of thing.
Right.
In the same pose. But that's where I go to the turnaround couch. Now I like it when you have your couch out from the wall in real life. That means you have like a nice big living room.
Yeah.
And if it's sunken, that's kind of cool too. I like that. So how do you do it? Well, that part's obvious. Pull your couch out and spin it around. The end.
Yeah, I like to clear everything else away too, so that there's just a completely blank background.
Yep, I do the same. It's nice to have a nice white background or something.
Yeah, free of distractions, or regardless of the color, just free. Because again, The couch creates, you know, sort of a bottom kind of interest point, right? Because depending on the couch texture or whatnot, but depending on how you compose the shot, the couch, you know, occupies whatever the bottom fifth of the photo, and so it just works nicely. It seems to create a nice hard line for the bottom of the photo, and then if there's anything else in the background, I think it just completely takes away from, you know, the people in the photo. So I really like this. I tried one with some pictures on the wall in the background just to kind of make it like our living room. And I didn't like it.
No. Well, try harder.
Yeah.
To like it.
Yeah.
Get to like it. I made a note here that says it creates great negative space. And that's exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
Mine sounded cooler. I'll be honest with you. But you have no notes, so you're just working from...
No, whatever. This is how I do it.
It easily separates your subject from the foreground, so it becomes a nice cut point. And the best part about that is you can decide where that cut point begins. Like, you can move that up and down in your frame as you wish.
Right.
That's what I do like. And you'll find that most couches are rather uniform and thus not distracting. There's not many that have, you know, crazy patterns on the back, and if they do, well, don't shoot it then. If you're shooting at grandma's house, you're going to get a lot of reflections from the plastic cover.
Right.
So be aware of that. But no, it does provide a great foreground that you can make sure the light hits it. You can pull the light off of it. A lot of control, which is nice to have.
Right.
Also, what ends up happening, the reason I like it so much with adults is it's a great casual pose.
Yes.
Oftentimes, like when you're shooting with strangers, let's say your first time with them right out of the gate, it can be difficult to sort of build a rapport quickly, and the poses that you get can be kind of wooden, you know, like, hey, what do you do with your hands? What do you do? You know, what do you do?
Right.
This can provide a nice casual pose, you know, one arm up, kind of looking back, sort of like you're the captain of the space shuttle, you know, in that shot.
Yeah.
Let's go, Captain.
Do you generally go color or black and white with these?
Either way, it really no.
You don't have a preference?
Not in this case, no. No. Might depend on the couch. Yeah. I find the other reason that it works well is not just for with new people. It's people that you know very, very well, like in this case, your dad. And maybe have shot a lot of pictures of him, and things have kind of gotten, you know, stale.
Okay.
To make it sound weird.
Yeah.
No, but they've had their picture taken by you a bunch, and it's like, all right, well, I'm, you know, what else can I do?
Right.
You know, and that can be wooden, and this is a good way to have them relax. So, this isn't my go-to. This isn't always my first choice necessarily. But it's nice to have as a backup. Like if you go on to someone's house and you just can't make anything work, boom, out comes the couch. Because everybody has one and you can make it work.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's that's an easy on location shot.
The other main reason I use it is with the young kids, as I mentioned earlier. Because this is a great way to constrain them. Not only to constrain them, but make them think that being constrained is their idea, which you know very well is how you have to get into the mind of young kids. Is convince them that, yes, it was your idea to eat the broccoli.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I like to do is this way they have nowhere to go forwards, or they're just going to fall on the floor. And they don't have much room to go backwards either. Because they're on the couch. Like you've told them to climb up on the couch. They're going to climb up and have fun on that couch, right?
Yeah.
So by giving them those kind of constraints without telling them, okay, don't cross that line and don't walk back there, they pretty much stay put. Now, you can give an adult a mark and say, hey, go ahead and stand on that. But your kids aren't doing that.
Right.
Because as long as you build in a decent margin of error, like maybe you're going to shoot at an F8 or something like that. It doesn't. You have a little bit of play in how far forward and back they can go and still be in focus.
Right.
The other thing that ends up happening is by giving them a little zone that they can stay in, you can train your lights on that zone.
Of course, yeah.
This is always the rub. This is what I always end up getting whenever I shoot, you know, do photo shoots for kids, with kids. Is I'll have it all well lit in this one area. The background will be lit up, you know, white. I brought the gray card out and lit up the foreground nicely and have the kid go stand there, and he won't. And I'll have the 70-200 lens on there, all ready to go. Everything's going to look like $1 million, and the kid won't cooperate. And then he'll go and do something really cute about 3 feet from my shoe. And the mom will say, oh, that's cute. Get that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's in the dark and it's out of focus, so no. Yeah. And P.S., it's not that cute. Your kid's a monster. Yeah. So that's this way, if you have them stay in this zone, boom. The other move that I do that's not, it's not the couch move, is I will often have my daughter stand on her toy box or a stool of some sort.
Okay.
Doesn't guarantee the same results. Like, she might jump off and run away. But if you're going to take her picture, it's going to be in that one little zone. So it's either she's there or she's not. There's no kind of, well, maybe she's close. You know right away, yeah, she's going to be well lit.
Right.
Because if you're lighting it with, like, say you're lighting with your key light very close to the subject, if they are out by 10 centimeters, you're going to have enough fall off that it's going to affect your exposure. So you kind of need that.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when shooting people on a front-facing couch, I find it's not that flattering.
No, I agree.
You can find that people slouch into the seat. It's kind of a... I mean, you can make it flattering. Good-looking people are usually flattered. But, you know, yeah.
There's way more, too, because then you get, you know, the creases of the cushions, and there's much more distraction, I find.
The one exception to this is the shot of you, me, and Amber on the couch.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
But we, I mean, wildly good-looking. The three of us, so
right,
difficult to judge by that.
Yeah.
So yeah, the backwards couch definitely promotes better posture for a photo as well, and also can hide. It doesn't matter what they're wearing. You can be wearing just, you know, a nice dress shirt and then your underwear. Who cares?
Yeah. Exactly.
Done. That's about it. Anything else to do with the backwards couch?
No, I think you covered it.
So there you go. Next week's challenge, Adam. Backwards couch.
Okay, well, I did a backwards couch like 2 episodes ago, so can I just resubmit?
Yep, that's kind of how you phone it in, buddy. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, and I'm going to challenge you. Well, I won't say challenge you. You're on your own for this if you want to do it or not. I'm going to try to add a couple of other components to my backwards couch, not just do a backwards couch at the end.
I'm not going to do a simple backwards couch.
Oh.
I'm going to do a very, very modern take on the backwards couch.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Something that you've never seen from a backwards couch before.
You're going to push the backwards couch envelope.
Yeah.
Man, you're like Top Gun.
Yeah. Yeah. No, okay. It's going to be awesome. So get ready for it.
Okay. Well, I'm not even going to bother shooting mine. I can't compete with that.
No, you can't.
Yeah. Okay. I'll figure out something good to just halfway it.
Okay, I'm gonna wow you.
Okay, I can't wait. Hopefully you shoot it early and I get to be wowed early in the week.
See, that's my move. I don't like to give away my hand too early because I feel as though if I give it to you like Monday, then you all week you're gonna be trying to top it. So that's why I like to, you know, keep my cards close to my chest and play them right at the 0 hour. So you don't have time to run out and try to, you know, best me.
Oh, I see. Sort of sandbag it a little bit and then just zing it. It's nice. Good. I think the listeners appreciate that attitude. So there you go. So next week look for the backwards couch photo and websites. Adam, quickly shoot it out there.
schwartzchronicles.com. My wife is blogging again. I think there was a recent blog post up there, and as always, Facebook, Two Hosers Facebook.
Right. And I look forward to seeing some of the stuff from your listener date.
Yeah, no, I will. I'll post some of the ones I
Mike
took.
And Joanne, you said?
Mike and Joanne. And hopefully, Mike, this is a shout out to you. Send me some of the funny pictures where I am acting as the voice activated light stand, and I will post them.
Okay. I look forward to seeing those.
All right. No, I was full value. I worked hard.
Yeah, well, first time for everything, man.
Yeah, that's right.
I wasn't even thinking. I could have zoomed you better.
How about
alanatridge.com? alanatridge.com is where you can find my stuff, or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can find everything you want to know about where to find us on Facebook and Twitter and Google+ and all those other things that you've heard about.
And anybody who's a German listener out there and near Tübingen, you know, maybe send out an invitation to Al so that he can also participate in a photo date.
Yes.
Yeah. He's hankering for a photo date. You're going to edit out. You're going to edit this part out, aren't you?
No. No, I've met, I have met up with listeners before. We didn't have time for a full photo date.
Okay.
So it is. It is very nice. It's nice when it's possible to make it happen. I do enjoy that. So,
Okay.
But yeah, don't invite me. Amazon. I want to mention it one more time. If you do go to our site, twohosers.com, and are going to buy something from Amazon, click on our on the link there. It's easy. Adam, is it easy?
Yeah, I haven't tried it, so.
You heard it. You heard it right from Adam's mouth. It's easy. And it helps us out. It's a great way
for you. I'm not going to lie. I'm not lying for you.
Listen, hey, by the way, I've been doing a little bit of research and a little bit of design. Yeah. Early stages. Two Hosers t-shirts.
Awesome. Can't wait to get mine. I'm ordering it from Amazon right now.
Yeah, well, I wonder if we can go through Amazon. No, we'll talk more about it next week, I think, because there's a couple questions I have of you and of the listeners who have expressed interest. There's been quite a bit of interest in Two Hosers wear. So there's going to be...
I can't even listen to that without laughing.
I know. I'm not even joking. How else do I put it? Merch? I don't want to say merch. Because that sounds crazy. Because a lot of that's going to be signed 8x10s by you, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, what we're looking at two things, t-shirts and toques.
Which is another word for a warm hat.
I don't know what they call it. They call it, I feel like a beanie. I think they call it beanie in the States or Australia. One of the two, I forget which.
Okay.
And in Germany, die Mütze. So that's nice. So, yeah, look forward to those. So we're going to call ours the toque. And then you can tell everybody you have a toque, and then they'll ask, what's that? And they won't care. But point is it's in the works. Adam, until next week, get out there and make better photos.